Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on 95.7 KQWC. Joining us on the line now is the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ryan Peterson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look at the end of the regular season for your team, it definitely felt like your team had opportunities, but you know, the top of Iowa West this year, I think top to bottom, maybe the toughest the league has been top to bottom that I can remember since I've been here. But you know, some contests that were close in the early goings with North Union and Belmont, and then, you know, close loss to North Iowa. You did end the regular season on a win against Garner Hapel Ventura, and then, you know, ending the season with a loss at Clarion in the first round of district play. But it definitely felt like this team, despite the results on the scoreboard, definitely had a lot of growth from where they were at the start of the year to where they ended up. And just what can you say about how this team grew and was able to get better as the year went on?
Yeah, we really did. We did have a couple games slip through our fingers, and we had leads late against some pretty good teams. You know, we played really well up at North Union, which, you know, doesn't normally happen, and it's always a pretty tough place to play. And I believe we were just behind at halftime against Belmont, and just couldn't quite get over the hump. But you know, the game at Garner Hayfield is a really really good win for us. You know, in my time here in Eagle Grove, I think we've only won two times up in Garner, maybe three times up in Garner. So it's a real tough place to play too. So I'm missing some seniors for next year that'll graduate this year, but I feel like we do have some younger guys that can kind of take over for them. So I'm pretty excited for next year.
Yeah, and those seniors that you were talking about, you make up quite a good supporting cast, I thought, throughout most of this year. Guys like Braylon Kling, as well as Isaac Williams as well, coming off the bench for this team. Eli Friedel steps in his 1 year as a starter. You know, it's kind of a glue guy type of player for your team as well. Just, you know, looking at those three that were night in, night out, a regular in the lineup, like Braylon Kling, Isaac Williams, and Eli Friedel. What did those three in particular just bring to the table night in, night out, and what did they where do you feel they left the jerseys here after, you know, their years?
They'll definitely be missed. You know, going into their freshman year, I didn't quite know what I was going to get from them. You know, coming into, you know, as they grow into their junior and senior years, and even last year I wasn't quite sure what to get. And you know, they had a lot of potential, and they just needed to get a little time on varsity, and you know, they really stepped up this year. And Braylon Kling in particular, he became one of my captains this year, and really took a role on that. You know, he was able to really be the rah-rah guy, and had a really good start the season. You know, he was averaging, I don't know, it was like 12 or 13 points a game, and you know, almost, well, little over halfway through the season, and then kind of struggled from the field, but his demeanor never changed. And, you know, he was just always a good guy to have on the court, you know, whether it's, you know, scoring or just getting the guys motivated. And, you know, Eli Friedel did a great job for us this year. You know, there are times where the pressure got to him a little bit, but, you know, he was a good guy to have out there ball handling wise. And, that's really gonna be missed for next year. And Isaac too. Isaac was, you know, his senior night was probably his best game. I think he had 14 points and 12 rebounds, and just you know, goes to show what kind of athlete he could be. And did a really good job on the offensive rebound for us this year. And but yeah, they're going to be definitely missed, and mm-hmm. have some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and just, you know, looking ahead, you know, it won't be long before, you know, we're at the end of next fall and we're getting ready to talk basketball again. You bring back a really strong nucleus in Adrian Whipple and your son Gavin Peterson and Trenton Robinson, Cam Sisson, just to name a couple guys that played a lot for you this year that are coming back next year. And obviously, landscape changes for your program next year with coming back to the North Central Conference as well. But if you could just, you know, maybe look, just a quick peek ahead to what you could see, you know, before we get into next winter. Just what are some things that you feel you're excited about for this crew going forward, going into this, you know, this new terrain with heading back to the North Central Conference?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, I got my start, my my coaching start here at Eagle Grove. We were back in the North Central Conference, and when I took over as varsity coach, that was our first year in the top of Iowa Conference. And so we're going back to North Central, and, you know, it's nice to be able to make that transition and have, you know, two of our best scorers on the team, and especially Adrian, you know, just being able to handle the ball and take on the scoring, even though, you know, he's double-teamed a lot and face-guarded a lot. And, you know, to have Gavin, you know, have the season like he had and took a little more a role in scoring. And, you know, he had over 200 rebounds. And, you know, Trent did a really good job for us this year. And, you know, we've got some guys that played a little JV or came off the bench this year on the varsity, Cam Sisson. And, you know, I think we'll be pretty good for next year with defensive wise. We just have to find, you know, a couple guys to take on some more scoring roles, and you know, just you know, the competition will be, you know, like you said, the conference this year was pretty good, but now we're going into playing some 3A teams, and so when we play the big schools, it'll be a tougher thing for us. But I think the guys are up for the challenge, and they were kind of excited to make this transition.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and congratulations on another successful season, and we'll be talking again here once baseball rolls around here in late May.
Yep, sounds good, Quinn. Thank you.
Yeah, there's Ryan Peterson, the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Rolling Story Coach Darren Berger next here on 95.7 FM.